Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December the 9th, 2014. And you are tuned into Step Into Your Power with Fiona, and I am your host, Fiona Sharon Huff. I have an amazing show for you this morning and an amazing man who is going to bring forth some empowering information, and his name is Sharon Watson. I want to tell you a little bit about him before we bring him on. Sharon Watson, a.k.a. the Setback Strategist, formerly Broke, Busted, and Disgusted, is a motivational speaker, author, life coach, and founder of the online ministry BWPA. Over the course of his speaking career, he has appeared on over 80 different radio broadcasts, featured in Legacy in the Making magazine, connected with some of the most influential experts in the industry. Sharon has had the opportunity to speak at various colleges, churches, and organizations. And he specializes in helping people turn their setback into their comeback. He was diagnosed with a learning disability at 6, fired from 2 different jobs in an 8-month span, struggled to find his purpose after leaving basketball, had a difficult breakup with a fiance at the same time, lived with his parents at 26 with no job, no money, just to succeed, was nearly kicked out of college because of his low grades, worked for 6 different companies in a 3-year span, but the last one I love oh so much, published his first book while working 2 jobs. This is a phenomenal man who turned his setbacks into a comeback, and I want to bring him on the line. Sharon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really excited about what you're going to share with us. And so the first question I want to ask you is, what is a setback strategist?
Well, a setback strategist is someone who, of course, has gone through various different setbacks and obstacles. And it's someone who could be able to teach you how to turn your setbacks into opportunities by obviously developing a positive mindset.
And you definitely have had some setbacks. Just expand upon some of your setbacks and how you turned them into a comeback.
Well, just as you mentioned earlier about the jobs. I can't tell you how much that was for me as a struggle as far as losing jobs back-to-back. And I just remember, driving miles and miles to various different interviews. And it's so hard when you know your purpose is to be an entrepreneur, but you also know you have to go and look for a job just to kind of be able to fund your vision. And so I just remember losing those jobs, and I just remember going from interview to interview to interview and it just not being a right fit. I remember finding jobs where it was so much underpaid from what I was used to, and I was like, oh, man, here we go like this. And so I just had to use that time as an opportunity to start creating my own source of income and my own various different programs. And, I would tell anybody during the time, if you ever lose a job for a job, but also use that as an opportunity to create your own business. As you saw, even yesterday, I'm posting, right now I'm doing some coaching programs which, you know, I'm doing an author program for first-time authors, you know, a program where I walk them all the way through each step from, you know, paper all the way through the Amazon, all the way through Amazon. So I have various different ways for them to become published, because that's a very tough industry, and it can be frustrating if you don't really know what you're doing. And also, another program I have is a sales training program for people who, for business owners who struggle in closing sales. And along with my regular life coaching program that is really just helping people find their why. You know, a lot of people out there, you know, are tired of faking the funk and pretending that they love what they do, and they're ready to step into their gifts and their talents. And I could be able to show them how to be able to get there.
And that's a good point that you make in terms of people, you know, struggling with having that entrepreneurial mindset and having it embedded in their heart, but having to find work, as you mentioned, to find what you really want. At present, do you find that what you've gone through, the struggles, have empowered you to be where you are right now?
Oh, definitely. It's really helped me. One of the biggest things is really just surrounding yourself around the right people. That is huge, because when you're going through those setbacks, it's so easy to get discouraged. And when you're feeling discouraged and the enemy is just telling you that this is the best that life has to offer. You know, so that's why it's so important to have, you know, prayer time. Use as an opportunity to get closer to God, because then you start really understanding, you know, what's going on and your purpose and the process, you know. And then as you get around positive people, you understand that in order to be great, you have to go through some trials and tribulations. And those trials and tribulations are not a punishment, but what it is it's actually basic training. It's actually training you for your next assignment. It's actually training you for your destiny. It's like, I always like to use examples. It's almost like someone going to the military. They're not gonna put you on the line until you actually go through the basic training, and that will prepare you for, you know, fighting for our country. Same thing like in life, you know. God's not going to take you to a certain place until you actually go through the steps and the preparation. So when you're doing it, you have to really have that positive mindset.
At what point did you start working on your first book, and what was really the turning point to getting started on it?
Well, I actually knew before 2011 that I always knew I was going to write a book. I just wasn't quite sure when I was going to write it. And it took an experience, you know, that I had went through as far as a relationship to want to write the book. And then I was, you know, I went through prayer and trying to figure things out. And really, I knew that for me to be a motivational speaker, at some point I was going to need to write a book and have some type of product that people can be able to see out there on the marketplace, and something that would make me an expert. And I knew that. So I really just been to that point, and I remember one day just, you know, having a sticky note, and I just started writing. And, you know, I was one of those people that, Before I even released my first book and finished it, I was a jack of all trades. I can't tell you how many things that I started and did not finish, you know. And I just told myself and I told God that I did not want to leave this earth without not finishing something. I mean, it's that is a that's like one of the worst things when you go through these different projects and they're incomplete. And I wanted to complete something before I left. You know, I needed to do that. I need to have some type of commitment. You know, so I carried that pressure, and I put a lot of pressure on myself to finish it. So that was really my motivation.
And what was that process like? You know, did you work on it each and every day? At the point that you was writing, mm-hmm. You said that you were working two jobs, correct?
That was really working two jobs because it wasn't like it was two part time. It was actually a full time job and a part time job. So I had to really go off of 4 hours of sleep. Sometimes I was getting about 4 hours of sleep a night. I was get off at 11 o'clock at night, and I would probably start writing about 12 o'clock, because it took me some time to really find my rhythm. And I really had to get myself on the writing schedule. You know, I had to, with the time I was off, I had to really push my writing. I had to do my writing on my break at work, so every opportunity I had to do my writing, because this book, I gave myself a deadline date, and that's another thing I teach in my in coaching and when I'm speaking to people. It's so important that we have a deadline date to get things, because it's so vague to just say you're going to get a book or an assignment done. You have to actually have a deadline, because when you have a deadline, you push yourself. There's a sense of urgency. And so since I had that deadline date, I knew I had to really push myself to obtain that goal and that date. So every chance I got was just writing.
And obviously you met your deadline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met the deadline and had it done before Christmas, and it was awesome feeling. And it's just so funny because I tell a lot of people who I talk to about, they talk to me about they want to write books and they want to do this. And, and a lot of times they struggle to stay with it. And I tell them, you don't know what opportunities is behind the door once you complete something, because I got to do a lot of radio. I got a couple of TV opportunities that came to me that I never did, but, it was a TV show in Florida, and then one in Detroit, and one was in New York. But at the time, it wasn't the right timing. That's why I didn't really pursue those shows. But just having those opportunities, were big. So I know a lot of people that start books, but they keep changing the type. They keep changing the topic of the book. And if you keep changing it, you'll never complete it. You'll never finish it. A lot of them have so many distractions in their lives, and they're allowing people who don't have a big vision to distract them from what they're trying to accomplish.
Now, with having setbacks, how does somebody truly begin to step into their power when the setback has been so deep, so strong, so profound, so hopeful? How do they get, past, the disappointment of a setback and the feelings of being incomplete and unsuccessful and, just really a disappointment to themselves?
Well, it's a couple of things. One is they have to use that opportunity as a time to step back and come up with a game plan. A lot of times, backs and recession is a good opportunity to create a new you. And the best way you can create a new you sometimes is to do something different. That can mean, trying something new, trying a new business, and recession is the time where a lot of people have, where a lot of millionaires have been made. You know, they tried new business ventures. They finally started that business that they've always wanted to start when they were working. When they were working that job, they had an excuse for why they couldn't start. But since they had that time, you know, they can now start it. So really just, again, is willing to try something different, willing to, willing to just step out on faith, but, you know, really just starting to get a closer relationship with God. Also just getting around positive people. You know, you can't just be by yourself. You got to get around a positive energy space. You got to start getting around people that are in the places of where you want to go. You know, that's going to be the biggest thing, and just really just finding things that motivate you, and just getting started. You know, once you get started, you know, once you take that first step, you know, God is going to definitely help you. In other steps, he's going to bring people around you that's going to be able to help and support you. It could be mentors. It could be things like that. But you just got to just take that initial first step.
Right. Yeah, definitely taking the initial first step can open up so many doors. And as you say, you know, turn that truly into a comeback. Now, of course, my show is Step Into Your Power. How does Shawn step into his power?
He stepped into his power when he realized that I need a job, a traditional job to fund everything, but at the same time too, why not take the time to start your business while you're looking for a job? And I stepped into it because I wasn't gonna use anything as an excuse. You know, I didn't have any money, so I did my own website. You know, I created a lot of different things without having a whole lot of assistance, because I know that, you know, a lot of the things that you need as a speaker and coach and everything like that, it costs money. So I had to actually do a lot of research, and I had to learn how to do it. You know, but I stepped into it, and, you know, I developed a lot of, you know, programs. Like I have a person, a booking person who is going to be helping me to find various different speaking engagements and events in 2015. So my stepping into power was stepping out on faith and starting the business and not looking at the physical. A lot of times we get so caught up in the physical. Oh, how's this business going to work, even though you don't have no money or you're not working. And, you know, a lot of us are used to, you know, working a job and everything like that. But I just started it anyways, you know. And
That has been, you know, for those of you who are listening who are entrepreneurs but are faced with finding a full-time job and just feeling stuck and so forth, really, really hone in and embrace what Shawn is saying. Now, use the opportunity while you're looking, creating your own thing, you know, turning whatever situation has been hurtful into a positive. I always like to say, Shawn, that your mess can make you millions. You know, your setback, as you said, can be your comeback. I know for me personally, being a single mom and knowing that God had, you know, plans for me and my children, so me stepping into my power was using the challenges of being a single mom to empower other single mothers. And, you know, it's created a life for itself. So, you know, I definitely applaud you for what you have done, you know, with your step backs, the tournaments, and comebacks, and for everyone who has, and for those who are struggling, you know, like you said, Shawn, they need to take the first step and also believe in themselves. Is that something that you had to really do, you know, because of the setbacks, is just really, you know, believe in the gifts that you have to be able to move forward?
Yeah, I had to really believe, but I had to really just, I had to get out of my emotions, and I had a mentee to tell me a long time ago, sometimes you got to get out of your emotions, and what that means is that a lot of times when we're staring at the current situation, you know, when we're thinking about, you know, what non-believers don't see, because, you know, faith is what you don't see. Faith is not in the physical. And when you step out of that emotions and stop, you know, looking at that, and you just really, you know, just really start focusing on the big picture, which is your vision, and realizing that, you know, sometimes it's not for you to be able to understand what exactly is going on. You know, your job is not to understand, you know, why you just lost your job. Your job is to start focusing in on your future. And I always tell people that your job is not your future. Your job is just a temporary assignment preparing you for running your own business.
Wow, that's definitely profound. I just want to do like a quick recap because, you know, I'm a note taker, and so I was taking a couple of notes, and these are also notes that I will be posting onto the show page, just so that others who didn't have an opportunity to listen in can also have these as pointers. One of the things that you mentioned was, you know, having prayer time and getting closer to God, surrounding yourself with positive people, while looking for employment, creating your empire, come up with a game plan and create a new you, and then, of course, what you just said was getting out of your emotions. How did I do?
You did great.
Yay! you know, and I actually am. It's always interesting to be able to look back upon the notes I've taken to use them for myself, and I'm sure that others will definitely be able to utilize these. What do you have going on recently that people can reach out to you for? I know you mentioned having the program for authors, those who are, you know, who aspire to be authors. You have coaching, life coaching services, and you have a sales program.
Yeah, I have a variety of different coaching programs, and my coaching programs are not your typical coaching program. And the reason why they're not your typical ones is because I took a lot of time out putting them together. Building a team of partners that work with me and it's going to be working with me. And so I have a lot that a first-time author can really benefit from. I mean, I'm actually in the process right now of finishing up a partnership with a magazine. So it's like a first-time author coming in, not only can they get their book published, but I have a package that they can even be featured in the magazine, or they can have you know, a guaranteed radio spot or some other benefits that we have going on. So I have that, and then I didn't even leave out the people who've already written books. A lot of times when you write a book, you're feeling kind of stuck. I have a program for people who already written books. I teach you how to find interviews. I teach you how to get consistent interviews. I also teach you how to get the attention of top-notch people in the industry. But I also offer something that nobody else is offering. And the biggest thing that I offer is image consulting. I do a lot of lifestyle coaching, making sure that you are prepared mentally and physically for where you're trying to go. That could be from your dress attire or fashion to, you know, your energy level as far as exercise and working out, because my background is in personal training and dieting and balance and rest and all those different kind of things. And I help you to eliminate distractions and to help to build your circle.
Well, you truly have a lot of wonderful things going on, and you know, I just think back to when I was reading your bio and, you know, the setbacks, and truly as of today, your setbacks are truly your comebacks, and really, really inspiring, and I'm just excited for you, really, really excited for you. Someone had inboxed me on social media that they would be tuning in and that they knew you and were really excited about it. So, you know, the things that you have experienced, that you have shared on social media, people are paying attention and they are supporting you, and it's helping them to step into their power and to release, you know, the hurts and the pains behind the setbacks, you know, to move forward. And I mean, I personally inspire, you know, I'm on fire over here, excited, mm-hmm. you know, ready to do what I need to do to further step into my power. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listening audience in terms of turning setbacks into comebacks, you know, any additional advice, you know, anything that you didn't share, you know, early on?
Really just believe in yourself and just believe in the process, and again, just look at the big picture, you know, and don't waste your time explaining your vision to small-minded people, I've heard from like the Steve Harveys of the world. And just, you know, you don't need permission to start your vision. You've already gotten the permission from God. He's already given you the gift. You already have the permission. So God has already invested in you. And the biggest thing, too, is you have everything you need to get started.
How can people connect with you?
Well, people can connect with me on I'm on Twitter at Watson. So it's really my last name, first name, on Twitter. And they can also get with me on Facebook. I have my personal page, but I also have my new fan page, which is the Setback Strategist. They can like my page, you know, they can connect with me and reach out to me. I'm always willing and enjoying, you know, talking to people, especially people just trying to get into their gifts and their talents. And I'm also on Instagram, so they can contact me on Instagram. Instagram is actually SHAWO Watson on Instagram.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you again for coming onto the show, and I want to thank everybody for listening in to Step Into Your Power with Kiana. I am your host, and I will see you next Tuesday. Have a phenomenal day and remainder of your week.